has happened in the motorcade route. Something, I repeat, has happened in the motorcade route.
There's numerous people running up the hill alongside Elm Street, there by the Simmons Freeway. Several police officers are rushing up the hill at this time. Stand by just a moment, please. Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Attention all squads, the suspect in the shooting at Elm in Houston is reported to be an unknown white male, approximately 30, slender build, height 5 feet 10 inches, weight 165 pounds, reported to be armed with what is thought to be a 30 caliber rifle.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Officer J.D. Tippett, 38 years of age, was killed today.
The entire area has been blocked out, no one allowed in or out, as the search for this would-be presidential assassin continues in downtown Dallas.
The Dallas Police Department arrested a 24-year-old man, Lee H. Oswald, in connection with the slaying of a Dallas policeman, J.D. Tippett, shortly after President Kennedy was assassinated.
Here comes Oswald down the hall again.
You fire that rifle.
That's as fast as you people have been given, but I emphatically deny these charges.
Did you kill the president?
No, I have not been charged with that. In fact, nobody has said that to me yet. The first thing I heard about it was when the newspaper reporters in the hall asked me that question.
You shoot the president?
I work in that building.
Were you in the building?
Naturally, if I work in that building, yes, sir.
Back up, man.
Did you shoot the president?
No, they're taking me in because of the fact that I live in Missouri.
What's on your
seat? I'm just a patsy.
The president?
Chief, do you have any concern for the safety of your prisoner?
No. I don't think that the people will try to take the prisoner away from us.
We went out by Captain French. There is a prisoner. There is Leon Oswald.
He's been shot. He's been shot. Lee Oswald has been shot. Well, there's a man with a gun. It's absolute panic. Absolute panic here in the basement of Dallas Police Headquarters. Detectives have their guns drawn. Oswald has been shot. There is no question about it. Oswald has been shot.
Mr. Oswald died at 1:07 our time in the operating room of the gunshot wound which he had received.
Executive order ordering the declassification of files relating to the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
That's a big one, huh? A lot of people are waiting for this for a long, for years, for decades. And everything will be revealed. Okay? Give that to RFK Jr.
Sir.
Okay. Okay. Thank you,
Mr. President.
Welcome to the End of Innocence. I'm your host, John Young. I said last week that in this week's episode, we would continue our series that we're calling The Hills to Die On regarding the JFK assassination. And trust me, we'll get back to that because I have some very interesting things I want to share with you. But in the last week, as I'm sure all of you know, especially if you're listening to this podcast, there's been some very important developments. President Donald Trump signed an executive order last Thursday to release files related to the assassinations of John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, and Martin Luther King Jr. Quote, "That's a big one. Lots of people are waiting for this for a long time. For years, for decades," Trump said, signing the executive order in the Oval Office. Trump then said, quote, "Give that to RFK Jr.," indicating that the pen he used to sign the order should be given to his pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, who is the son of the former Attorney General and nephew of the late President. Trump then added, quote, "All will be revealed," end quote.
Behind one of the world's most enduring mysteries could finally be revealed after U.S. President Donald Trump authorized the release of thousands of classified documents about the 1963 assassination of John F. Kennedy, as well as the murders of Senator Robert F. Kennedy and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
The executive order comes more than 61 years after JFK's shocking assassination in broad daylight, an event that not only changed history forever, but continues to fuel widespread conspiracy theories to this day. And for more, we're joined by former Washington Post journalist and editor of the blog JFK Facts, Jefferson Morley. Great to have you with us. So why do you think Trump is ordering this to be released now?
Because there's tremendous public interest. The document, you know, if you want to understand what's going to be released, you need to understand what's been released recently. And the files that have been released in recent years show that the government's official story, a lone gunman, is simply not true. And something else happened to President Kennedy. So people want to know the answer. And Trump's tapping into that feeling by saying, let's put it all out there and figure out, you know, what really happened.
So what do you think we'll find out?
I think we'll find out what we've been learning over the recent years is that the preponderance of evidence suggests that Kennedy was ambushed by enemies in his own government who had the ability to make this look like something else. So that's, you know, we'll learn more about that possibility if we have full disclosure. This is the other thing that should be noted. You know, President Trump has asked for a plan within 15 days. You know, what's in that plan? We don't know. And we can be sure that secretive agencies like the FBI and the CIA are pushing back because they want to prevent the release of information that might be embarrassing to them. So, you know, don't count your chickens before they hatch is what I'm telling people.
Well, that's right, isn't it? So, Jefferson, do you have a theory on how JFK was killed, why he was killed, and do you think this will meet that theory of yours?
I mean, I don't have a theory. I tell people to look at the fact pattern. If you look at the pattern of the evidence, the official story is not true. So I think that it seems like the president was killed by enemies in his own government, opponents of his policies in Cuba, in Vietnam, with the Soviet Union. They felt he was a threat, and this was the solution to the threat that they perceived. So that's my sense of it. But I could be wrong. Let's see all the documents, and we'll know.
So is that all covered up? Could you explain to us why this bit of the information hasn't been released until Donald Trump is into the White House now?
So Congress passed the law back in 1992 when we had a big controversy over Oliver Stone's movie. And Congress said, let's get everything and declassify it. And so they created a good process. We finally got the records of the assassination. We began to see how weak the official story really was. And they had a 25-year sunset on that. And they said after 25 years, everything's got to be made public. So in 2017, this was all supposed to happen. We're now 8 years past that deadline. So it's just the CIA dragging its feet because they don't want to be embarrassed. There's things in there that they don't want to be made public. And they still have the ability. They prevailed on Trump the first time around. They prevailed on Biden, you know, and they're pushing back, I'm sure, on Trump right now. Now, The good news is Trump's order is very sweeping and strong, and this may actually happen. But like I said, it's not a done deal yet. When we start to see documents, then I'll believe it.
Yeah, well, we might have a chat once those documents are released and the information is out there. Jefferson, thank you so much for your time.
Many of the files related to the JFK assassination have already been disclosed, including a tranche of 13,000 documents released during the Biden administration. Many of the documents have been redacted, however. The order from the White House reads, quote, "Their families and the American people deserve transparency and truth. It is in the national interest to finally release all records relating to these assassinations without delay," end quote. The records will not be released immediately, however. Within 15 days of the date of the order, the Director of National Intelligence and the Attorney General shall, in coordination with the Assistant to the President for National Security Affairs and the Counsel to the President, present a plan to the President for the full and complete release of records relating to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The timeline is within 45 days for Robert F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. files. In 2023, the National Archives concluded its review of the classified documents related to the 1963 assassination of John F. Kennedy, with 99% of the records having been made publicly available. President Joe Biden then released a memo certifying that the archivists had completed the review and affirmed the remaining documents authorized to be declassified had been released to the public, meeting a previously set deadline. Despite previous pledges from presidents, including Trump, to release those records, the CIA, Pentagon, and State Department still have documents they have refused to release. The justification for those documents remaining classified largely stems from efforts to protect the identities of confidential sources who are still alive, or might be alive. When Trump was president, he agreed at the time not to release the full tranche of records related to the Kennedy assassination at the request of national security agencies. But Trump, on the 2024 campaign trail, said he would release the remaining documents.
"As a first step toward restoring transparency and accountability to government, we will also reverse the overclassification of government documents. And in the coming days, we are going to make public remaining records relating to the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, his brother Robert Kennedy, as well as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and other topics of great public interest. It's all going to be released, Uncle Sam."
The remaining files contain potentially sensational information about the violent end of the president of John F. Kennedy 61 years ago. The files also contain information that will arguably disrupt U.S. foreign policy with key allies. The resolution of the JFK files issue offers a window into the new administration. The still-secret assassination files of great public interest include 1. A heavily redacted White House memo expressing JFK's hostility to the CIA. 2. The personnel file of a Miami-based undercover officer involved in the CIA's surveillance of Lee Harvey Oswald before John F. Kennedy was killed. 3. Situation reports on a secret internal CIA investigation into the possible role of Cuban exiles in JFK's murder. 4. The roster of the CIA assassination team that targeted Fidel Castro. 5. An FBI report on a Cuban assassin who friends believe was a gunman in Dallas on November 22, 1963. Locating and releasing these files should not be difficult. These I just listed are some of the files that the CIA does not want us to see. Other JFK files have explosive potential quite apart from the assassination story. In 1975, CIA spymaster James Angleton briefed senators investigating CIA abuses of power about the origins of Israel's nuclear program. The 113 pages of testimony, still heavily redacted, were deemed, quote, assassination-related by an independent civilian review panel in the 1990s. Declassification of Angleton's testimony would violate the official UF policy, which forbids all U.S. officials from talking about Israel's nuclear arsenal. A much-redacted 77-page summary of CIA surveillance activities in Mexico in 1960 through 1962 might shed light on agencies' monitoring of Oswald in Mexico City 6 weeks before JFK was killed. Releasing these records is sure to be resisted by CIA officials and administration hawks. In short, Trump and his advisors face choices that are harder than many people may know. I expect that the national security agencies are seeking a significant carve-out that protects the CIA's assassination secrets. They always have, ever since November 22, 1963. If you like what you hear every week and want to learn more about the assassination, please pick up my book, The End of Innocence, The Assassination of President John F. Kennedy. It's available right now on Amazon, or you can find it at www.endofinnocencejfk.com. In honor of the 61st anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, I'm sending out signed copies of my book. If you would like one of these, please email me at endofinnocencejfk@gmail.com. The price is $40 for the soft cover and $60 for the hardcover, plus shipping and handling. I can promise you, you won't be disappointed in the book. It's an oversized coffee table style book. The book is over 500 pages with almost 1,000 pictures. You won't be disappointed. And hey, send me your comments about the book or this podcast at endofinnocencejfk@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.